Hi to you, and welcome to What If Money Could Be Your Lover? What if you could create money with total ease? My name is Susanna Mittermeier, and I'm an Access Consciousness Facilitator and a clinical psychologist and the founder of Pragmatic Psychology. And I'm here today to invite you with some amazing tools and processes from Access Consciousness and information to more ease and joy with money. You know, in this reality, money is something that's, you know, hard to get by. It's supposed to be something that you should work hard for. Everything, you know, just talking about money, notice how much charge there comes up. Like, how much charge do you have coming up just talking about money and saying the word money? Do you realize how, you know, everything that brings up in your universe? It's incredible to talk to people about money and how much it's not even okay to talk about money. So how much judgments do you have about money and not having money, or that you're supposed to have money, or that you don't have enough? So all of those judgments, all of those points of view, create some kind of they're like creating this big wall in front of you, this big box, this big cage, where everything you ask for, every time you ask for money, it can never show up in your universe because there's too much stuff in the way that doesn't allow the money to get through. So what if we, during this call, can look at some of the places where you are creating limitations with money that don't allow you to create the money situation that you truly desire. And I will be using the processing from Access Consciousness. One of them is the phenomenal clearing statement. It's right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. It's a clearing statement that I will use to help you to dissipate all kinds of charge, everything that stands in the way for you to have more ease and for you to be able to receive whatever you desire to receive, all the money you desire, and the ease with having money and receiving and creating money. So everything that comes up right now, everything that's in your universe, in your head, you know, that you've been creating in your body as problems and difficulties with money, everything you've decided is problems and difficulties with money, would you be willing to let that go and destroy and uncreate it times godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So growing up in this reality, money is, talking about money and dealing with money is always in the context of lack. There's never enough. There's always a lack of money, and there's always a constant worry about not having enough, about not getting by, about, you know, you have to pay your bills, you have to, you know, all kinds of I have to, all kinds of necessities, quote unquote. So what necessities, what I have to's have you created with money that create your constant lack? Everything that is times godzillion, would you please just turn and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So money has gotten a quite, you know, bad reputation. It's not something that people have fun with or receive with ease. It's really always something that's always combined with struggle. So let's run a little process to see what comes up in your universe and to create more ease. So what invention are you using to create the lies about money are you choosing? Everything that is, times godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So inventions. So what if everything you've learned about money, every single thing that comes up in your universe when we talk about money, is actually an invention? It's just something that's been created, but not something that's real and true. So what points of view do you have created as true and real, as though they were true and real, that actually are just inventions about money? Everything that is, times godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. So when I ask you to destroy and create it, I'm asking you to allow yourself to let go of that limitation that you've been holding on to and creating as true and real prior to that. So all you have to do is just be aware of the energy that comes up when I ask you a question like this, and then just choose to, well, I have no idea how it works, but I just choose that. I let go everything that limits me, everything that doesn't allow me to have ease and fun and joy with money and receive and create way more. So the clearing statement is just designed to acknowledge, for you to be invited to acknowledge that you have what it takes, that you have the power and the potency to let go, destroy, and uncreate whatever is limiting you. So what if you had infinite choice? What if you knew that everything is possible? What would you choose with money? What would be the financial reality that you truly desire? Get the energy of that. You don't have to have a picture of exactly how it should look like, but just get the energy of that. So is your financial situation ease? Is it relaxed? Is it fun? Is it having more money than you just need to get by? Is it always creating more? Is it having fun using your money to create something greater in the world? So what is your financial situation that you truly desire? So just get the energy of that. So, and now when you ask for that, now what you can do is just ask for, hey, universe, what would it take? What can I be or do different today to create my financial situation right away? So this is where you start asking a question, and every time you ask a question, you open up the doors to a totally different reality. You basically ask the universe to assist whatever it has for you to create what you ask for. You ask the quantum entanglements of the whole universe. In science, they talk about string theory. String theory means that everything is connected to and with each other. It's another way of talking about oneness. It's the scientific way of talking about oneness. So the quantum entanglements are creating this connection to everything. So when you are asking for something greater, you actually ask the quantum entanglements to change and to change reality to contribute to what you're asking for. So asking a question is not just something that includes words. You like, blah, 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 I would like this and this and that. No, you actually ask a question, and it's not just a verbal or a cognitive thing. No, it actually creates the energy of reality to change. So it's really a choice. Asking a question is choosing to create something different. And then you get to then it's the next step is to actually allow yourself to receive. And this is something, that part is usually something where people create some kind of limitation. You know, they may ask for, hey, universe, what would it take for, you know, have for me to have way more ease with money and a lot of money and all of that. And then when the universe is on its way to contribute, they create something or have something in the way that doesn't allow them to receive. And that something that's in the way of receiving is all the points of view people have of, oh, you know, it's too good to be true, or I could never do it, or it's not possible, or I cannot just ask and receive. You know, that's not how it works. That's not how I learned to do it. It's all the points of view that people create as true and real. And as soon as they have created something as true and real, they defend that point of view and try to find evidence to make it true and real. So, and then, you know, whatever you have asked for cannot come into existence because you have already decided that it's not possible. So everything that is for you, will you now please all of that destroy and uncreate it times godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what inventions are you using to create the lies about money are you choosing? And everything that is times godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So what do you know? Let me ask you something. So creating money the way you desire and as much as you desire with ease, how much did you always know that that is an actual possibility? Does it make you feel lighter? So everything that makes you feel lighter is actually true, and everything that's a lie is heavy. That's how you can more and more find out what's true for you and access your knowing. And accessing your knowing is a really great thing. It's like where you get to tap into everything that you know that goes way beyond your logical mind and your capacity of figuring it out or computing it or analyzing it or visualizing it. It's even greater than visualization, because visualization is just, you can only visualize as good as your brain's capacity to compute and to make a picture in your head. What if what you can create with money and as your whole life is way greater than what you can picture or imagine? Everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, perceive, and receive that, will you please just join and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So the question of what do you know about what's possible with your money situation is accessing your knowing of what you've always known is possible. And everything else that's heavy is just something that you have learned in this reality. It's some kind of creation that other people make true and real because everybody else does it. In this reality, it's basically about be like everybody else, be the same, be average, real, and fit in. Don't try to be too different. And that is also a way of limiting your receiving, because you can never receive more than what other people have decided is possible. It's just living by the standards of what's normal and possible and probable in this reality. So what points of view have you bought from other people that have never been yours and created as yours that are limiting your money situation? Wowie, that's not just a little. Everything that is, times godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow. So notice how, you know, the energy shifts or how something is changing when we're talking about how much you are in training into other people's points of view about money. So how much of your problems and difficulties with money, this is actually, now that comes the weird part, okay? So how much of your problems and difficulties with money, things that you know, that create panic in your world every time you're supposed to pay a bill, or that, you know, the heaviness that comes up in your universe when you open your bank account and you look at the numbers. So let me ask you a question. So how much of that is actually yours? How many percent of that is yours? So what if the majority of whatever comes up in your universe, talking about money, opening your bank account, all the panic, all the worry, what if the majority of all that heaviness is actually not yours and has never been yours? Wow. So notice your body, and you can include your body in those questions. I can really recommend it, because bodies are so smart, and lots of the heaviness people lock into their bodies. And creating money, we'll talk about more about that, is also including your body makes it way more easier. So everything you have been holding on to as yours, as far as money problems are concerned and difficulties and worries that has never been yours, all of that, will you now allow yourself, honor yourself, be kind to yourself, and then return it to sender, to where it comes from, without you knowing where it comes from, it doesn't matter, with consciousness attached. Just letting it all go from your universe right now. And you don't have to know how you do it. You just allow yourself to dissipate, let go, return to sender everything that's not yours. And allow yourself to have the ease and space and the awareness that what you have thought is your problem actually isn't. Wow. So notice that there's a slight or a more and a small or a bigger shift in your universe right now just by acknowledging that most of the problems you thought were yours actually are not yours. And this is something you can apply not only with money but with any area of your life. Anything you've decided is your problem, ask. So truth, who does this belong to? Is this really my problem? Is this mine? Who does this belong to? And by that question, you just open that space to acknowledge that you are way more, that you're being way more ease, joy, and glory than you've ever acknowledged. And this is actually something that's really, if you really want to have more ease, joy, and glory with money, if you really want to create your financial situation, this is a really great tool to use. Like really, every time something heavy comes up in your universe, and especially with money, ask, who does this belong to? Like right now, for example, globally, we have a recession. I think that's the correct word in English, where it's where, you know, the situation where globally, financially, there's not an up, but there's more down. And I think the right word is recession. Well, let's use it. Sounds good. So what if you are extremely aware of what's going on globally, and most of what you've decided is not possible for you financially is actually just your awareness of the financial disasters that are going on right now. So everything that is, everything you've bought is yours, will you please now return it to sender and also dissipate and let it go from your body? Thank you, Times Godzillion, Right, Wrong, Good, Bad, Potpock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys, and Beyonds. Much better. So this is really, and one more time, really, really great to use, because if you run around trying to, you know, buying other people's problems as yours and solving other people's problems on a daily basis, you have a lot of stuff to do, you know. You have like a 48-hour job that's not really paid well, you know. So would you be willing to honor yourself to let go of that job, resign now, and ask for a greater possibility? Thank you, Times Godzillion, Right, Wrong, Good, Bad, Potpock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys, and Beyonds. And what if you don't have to heal or take care of other people's financial situations? What if it's not your job to heal the financial situation or heal other people's difficulties or worry? What if you would allow them to take care of whatever they choose to do and allow you to have ease, joy, and glory with money and everything else in your life? How much more would you actually inspire other people to choose something different if and when they choose? You having ease with money and having like having the financial situation that you always desired, wouldn't you just be this grand inspiration for the world where people would ask, how is he or she doing this? I want to know more. And they will ask you for inspiration, and you will be able to empower these people for something greater. And then they could empower somebody else. And how much would that change the whole world? So everything that allows you to be, know, perceive, and receive that as a possibility, will you please just join and create it all times, Godzillion? Thank you. Right, Wrong, Good, Bad, Pop, Talk, All Nine, Shorts, Boys, and Beyonds. Wow. Just imagine what grand and different and sustainable future is actually possible if we all step up and have more fun and ease. And people always think, you know, that money is some kind of bad evil, like, oh, you know, you're not supposed to have money, or, you know, money is some kind of materialistic something. But you know what? We actually live in this reality, and we all chose to come here. And part of this reality is money. So what, instead of making it wrong, you could just receive it as a possibility and use it to change the world. Everything that now you to be, no perceive, and receive, that is a possibility. Will you please destroy and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. So creating a more conscious world is actually where we receive everything and judge nothing, where everything and everyone is included with no point of view. So what if we could include money with absolutely no point of view that there's anything evil about it? Money is just an energy. Money is just money. It's all the judgments that we've been creating that create money as this evil, terrible thing, when it actually could be a possibility to something greater. We cannot change what's possible with money as long as we resist it and react against it and defend against it. It will never change. It's the same with every war where, you know, both sides are just about maintaining their fixed point of view of how right they are. They're just defending their rightness of their point of view and making the other side wrong, and then they just go back and forth and nothing changes. The status quo remains and nothing greater gets created. So something greater in the world can be created when we actually let go of our points of view and when we actually realize that there's nothing wrong with anything or anyone. We receive everything, judge nothing, and ask. And with receiving that, you can, like an alchemist, change it into something greater. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it, allow you to have total ease, joy, and glory with money? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So defending is everywhere you're going into this point of view is right. I could, you know, yes, I would like to create my financial situation, but it's not possible because it's just not possible. Or I would like to create more money, and then you look for all the ways how you cannot go there because you try to come to conclusion that you have to know how it will be created instead of just receiving the magic that's possible from the whole universe. So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it, allow you to have total ease, joy, and glory with money? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So I'm running those clearings a couple of times because there's so much charge on them. Imagine having had points of view and limitations with money your whole life and the lifetimes before that. It takes a couple of times to clear that. So you can, you know, I can recommend you using those clearings after listening to this recording and using it over and over again, or listen to this recording a couple of times, because every time you will listen, you will hear something new. I always record my classes, and the funny thing is the people who actually listen to the recordings, they're like, hey, Susanna, it's amazing because I, you know, every time I've been listening to the same recording a couple of times, and every time I hear something new. And when I was listening the first time, I thought I heard everything, but then I listen again and I hear something new again, and the clearings go deeper and deeper. So you can use this amazing technology of recording to your advantage and listen and change. And you can also, another great way is, by the way, having a recording on a really low volume and listening to it while you sleep. So in a volume, so you're not disturbed by the voice, but where your body can hear it, and where you can receive the change and the clearings during the night, and where you can change in your sleep. You know, all of life comes to you with ease and joy and glory. What if even changing in your sleep, it's a possibility for you that you allow yourself to have? What if life could be way more easier? So who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it, would allow you to have way more ease, joy, and glory with money? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what if you would not defend anymore against money or against having money or not having money? How much more ease of receiving it would you have? So one more time, who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it would allow you to have ease, joy, and total ease, joy, and glory with money? And everything that that is, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and yuns. So you notice how many people, most people treat money like it's, you know, it's a bad thing. And is that a way of inviting money? If you, for example, would treat your friend the way that you treat money, like worrying about it or not really want to having it or having points of view and judgments about it, how long would you be able to keep your friend? Not so long, huh? Your friend would leave. And what if it's the same with money? So what if you would treat your money the way as your lover? How would that be? How would you go about it? How would you treat your lover? And what if you would treat money that way? Money being your lover. Just get the energy of that. So what is that energy? What is that possibility of having money as your lover? You know, the first thing that comes into my awareness is the word yummy. It's like, oh, imagine having money as your lover. Wow. So having money as your lover is actually the space where you are being the invitation, where you, instead of trying to force to come it into existence, like, oh, you know, how am I going to make money? Where it's not a question where you have already decided that it's not possible, or where you try to win in this reality instead of losing. What if you, instead of all that, instead of trying to force money into existence or try to worry about it, you actually would be the space and the energy that invites it into your life, entices it, seduces it to come to you, like a lover. And when it comes, you can be grateful for it. And when it goes, you can be grateful for it. And you can ask it to come. And you know, when you have a lover, it's not a great idea to bitch about the person when the person chooses to go, or not be grateful when the person comes. It's a way of driving them away. It's a way of just not being a fun playmate. So what if you could be a fun playmate with your money? And when your money comes, be grateful for it and play with it. Ask yourself, how much fun can I have with the money I have? And what if it's not about the amount of money you have on your bank account right now? You could still ask, no matter how much it is, you just be grateful for that amount and ask, how does it get any better in this? Money come, money come, money come, money come. And how much fun, what kind of fun, what possibilities are with the money I have that I have not yet acknowledged? Ask yourself that question right now. What fun can I have with my money? What are the possibilities with money that I have not yet acknowledged? Wow. So that question actually opens up the doors to a possibility that you have not yet considered, that if you would consider it, has the potential to create a totally different reality for you. And here, the great thing here is to not come to conclusion, to not try to figuring out how that should show up. Okay, so this is exactly where most people stop the creation. It's when they come to conclusion and try to figure out how they should create the money. How is actually not your job. How is the universe's job? The universe is is an Indian. Just joking and just having a really funny picture because I just said how. So you don't need to laugh, but you can receive the humor. Everything doesn't allow you to receive my humor and laugh. Will you please just join and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, talk, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. So how is actually the universe's job? And you can just ask, hey, universe, what would it take for, you know, more money to show up? And what are the possibilities that I haven't acknowledged? And just that opens up the door to something different. And then it's not your job to figure out the steps and the recipe how to get there. No, it's just your choice to create that no matter what, no matter what it takes and no matter how it looks like, okay? So by asking the question, an energy comes up of the possibilities that you're asking for. And the only thing you got to do is be aware of that energy and choose in your life specifically whatever matches that energy. And it's not where you, and not trying to figure out, you know, why you should do what you do or coming to conclusion what you should do. It's choosing whatever matches that energy. So I had a friend who, an example just comes up, who actually, yeah, the founder of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas, that's actually how he created Access Consciousness. So he asked for, you know, he had a period in his life where he was extremely bored with what he was doing. You know, he was a real estate person, whatever that is called in English, selling real estate. And he was also a medium where people were asking all kinds of things, you know, oh, Gary, how should I paint the color of my house? And he was, you know, didn't really work for him. So he asked for, hey, universe, what are the greatest possibilities? What, you know, he asked for a greater possibility for his life. And asking that question, like the one we had before, you know, what are the possibilities that I haven't acknowledged? An energy came up, and he was aware of that energy. So here he was, getting a phone call from a guy who asked him to come and channel a massage session for him. And somehow that phone call and what the guy talked about matched the energy of what he was asking for as the possibility he hadn't acknowledged and as a greater possibility for his life and the whole world, actually. And for him, it was like, and his brain would say, well, you know what, you know, channeling a massage session, you know, that's one of the weirdest things he has ever heard. And still it matched the energy, so he didn't doubt himself. He just, you know, found it kind of weird. So the only question he asked is, well, do I have to get naked for it? And the guy says no, and he says, okay, well, then I'm coming. So he went there, and from that massage session where he was channeling the points that the person, that the massage therapist should touch on the person, actually where the 32 points on the head that are now called the bars, which is one of the most phenomenal body processes that I have ever come into contact with. It's an amazing thing to learn, and I use it all the time on friends and especially on patients and clients in psychiatry. And it's amazing what changes for people. So this came, and now this, you know, this method is all over the world. It's like, it's, you know, it's been here for 25, 30 years or something, and like all kinds of countries are using it, and it's just spreading and spreading and spreading its seeds, and it's just amazing. And all of that just came from one question, from, hey, what are the greater possibilities? And then from just being aware of the energy that comes up and then doing whatever matches that energy. And I personally can say it, I used to be what I usually say, brain footer, and I think it's a word I made up myself. You know the kids that, you know, 2-3 years old that just learn to draw, when they draw people, they draw a big head and then they just draw little feet. This is how they see people, which is brilliant. They, you know, they draw people like they actually are functioning with big heads, just using their brains all the time, and then little small feet. And I call them brain footers. And it's such a brilliant way of describing how people are functioning. Well, all they do is just using their brains and, you know, going through the world and trying to figure everything out and trying to make it right. And, you know, I used to be one of those too, you know, studying to become a psychologist and trying to make a, you know, career in psychiatry. I had to use my brain, or I thought I had to use my brain. That is the conclusion I came to. So, I noticed how hard I made my life by asking for things and then trying to figure out, and how should I now make all that money that I'm asking for, you know, and trying to even before the universe had a chance of contributing to me, I would, you know, try to, okay, so I was asking for that money. So, okay, so I would have to have that amount of sessions and, you know, and I have to, you know, maybe get an extra job or try to figure out all the kinds of ways to make that money instead of just asking for it and then receiving the energy and then doing whatever matches that energy. And when I got to know those tools with Access Consciousness and started to function from being that energy, everything just changed for me. Creating money and creating greater possibilities in my whole life, it just works like magic. Like things I ask for, they just show up so much faster now than they did in the beginning because I'm not resisting and defending against them as I used to. So I can really recommend you keep on using those tools, keep on using those processes because it will be easier. You dissipate everything that's in your way to receive, and you also build up the muscle called trusting your knowing. You know, where you perceive the energy of what you're asking for, and then you trust it, and you don't doubt yourself for, you know, oh, why am I talking to this person now? Well, you just do it because there's something about it that feels light that you know will create greater possibilities, or whatever it is. You just train that muscle of trust, and the more you do it, the more ease you will have with creating your life and also creating money. So it's basically where you are being the energy of what you would like to create. So, for example, if you would like to create more money, what if you could be the energy of money? You know, talking about having money as your lover, you know, you could be the energy of having money as your lover. How, you know, do you notice just talking about it, how yummy that is? Wow. So this is a clearing you can run on yourself. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be? Allow you to be the energy of money, gold, silver, platinum, pearls, and diamonds. Everything that does not allow that to show up, will you please destroy an uncreated times godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to allow you to be the energy of money, gold, silver, platinum, pearls, and diamonds that you truly be? And everything that does not allow that to show up, will you please destroy and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what if we could expand what we call money to something we call wealth? So notice the clearing is about money, and it's also about gold, silver, platinum, pearls, and diamonds. It's everything that's intrinsically valuable in this reality that also has the energy of earth. All of those things are elements that are very natural, that have a vibration, a so-called acoustical vibration, that if you be it, invites your body and your being to be this acoustical vibration that you truly be. It's like, for example, if you wear gold or pearls or something that your body likes, that it, you know, just really adores, how much does the energy in your body change just by wearing that? just by wearing something that's yummy to your body, or whether it's clothes that you like, something that you actually, where you don't decide wearing clothes from your brain, like, oh, you know, that's in fashion right now, and that's, you know, I'm really supposed to have that, and your body just screams, oh, don't put that on, it's really terrible, and you do it anyway because you want to fit in. What if you ask your body, hey, body, what would you like to wear? Would you like to wear jewelry? What kind of jewelry would you like to wear? What kind of clothes? Would you like to wear clothes? No, I'm just kidding. I live in Sweden, so I have to ask that question. Everybody runs around naked is the reputation of Sweden, which is actually not true. Can I tell you that? Unfortunately. So what if you could ask your body, what would you like to wear every day? Where everything you wear, it's kind of clothes or jewelry, can be a contribution for you to be the acoustical vibration, be the energy of wealth. Where it's not only about money, but where it's about wealth. Something that's even greater, that includes everything intrinsically valuable on this whole planet and this whole universe. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to allow you to be the energy of money, gold, silver, platinum, pearls, and diamonds that you truly be. And everything that does not allow that to show up, times Godzillion, will you please just join our cradle? Thank you, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So this is the energy. Being all of that is where you create and be the energy that invites more, where you exponentially expand your receiving, where you be it and you attract, and more of it can show up in your universe. You invite more of it. It's not where you force it into existence with a lot of work, with working hard, and that's forcing it, but where you're being it, where you're inviting it, where it can be more and greater than you could imagine, more than you can ever work for. So let's do it one more time. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your bodies be, allow you to be the energy of money, gold, silver, platinum, pearls, and diamonds you truly be, and everything that doesn't allow that to show up, will you please just join and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what if you could, when you ask for money, actually allow yourself to receive it, and also be aware when you're not willing to receive it. Be really honest to you, and be aware of when you just ask for it and then you're not really want to receive it. You're like, yeah, I want to have this. And then, you know, yeah, you're not having it. So be aware of that and just use the clearing statement of, wow, everywhere I've decided that I want to have it and defend against receiving it, I destroy and create. So who or what are you defending that if you did not defend it, would allow you to receive more money that you could ever imagine. Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So who or what are you defending for against that if you did not defend it would allow you to receive more money than you could ever imagine possible? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So it's only when you defend that you cannot receive. So who or what are you defending for against that if you did not defend it, it would allow you to receive more money that you could ever imagine possible? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And one more time, who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it would allow you to receive more money than you could ever imagine possible? And everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow, and obviously one more time because we're getting deeper and deeper. Who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it would allow you to receive more money than you could ever imagine possible? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just join and create all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay, and one more time, who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it will allow you to receive more money than you could ever imagine possible? And everything that that is times Godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. If you're getting dizzy now listening to this, this is highly appropriate. You don't have to get dizzy, but if you do, it's just that we are dissipating a lot of charge, a lot of polarity, plus and minus charge, that creates this space. It's kind of like... it's dissipating all the reference points and all the standards you have been using to limit your money situation. And when we are taking them away, when they're not there anymore, it's kind of like wonky, like, whoa, like you're on a ship and everything just moves. And that's highly appropriate. It's just that we're dissipating all the electrical charge and you're accessing yourself. And in the beginning, it seems kind of weird, but please don't judge it. Just welcome it. Receive it and acknowledge it as that things are actually changing and how does it get any better in this? So one more time, who or what are you defending for or against that if you did not defend it, allow you to receive more money than you could ever imagine possible? And everything that that is times Godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So I would like to give you some tips, some things, some tools you can use to create more financial awareness. So the one thing that I have done for years now, which just really expands my personal financial reality and also the people who are using it who I talk to, they also like, wow, this is a really great tool. It's you take 10% of everything, 10%. 10% of everything you earn and put it away and don't touch it. So it's not an emergency thing. It's more like if you take 10% of everything that you earn, everything that comes into your life, and put it somewhere else in an envelope or in an extra account, and you see it grow by everything, by every time you get money, you see that this 10% account grows and grows and grows. It just creates the energy of you always having money, always knowing that there is money and there's no lack of money. So it's basically getting over the point of view that you lack money and creates the energy of you knowing that you have money. And it's a 10% account that you don't spend it, you don't use it on anything, not even on classes. You just have it and enjoy having it. Because many people use money as a way of spending it or using it and not as a way of having it and enjoying it. So what if you could have money and have fun having money and just watch it grow? And you can have one 10% account for you personally. You can have one 10% account for your business where you honor your business by the business also having a 10% account, having money. So I personally call my account Honor Me account and Honor My Business account. It's really an honoring of you to have money. And it's also where you tell the universe, hey, I'm willing to have money. And more can show up. Another tool you can use is every time you buy something, whatever it is, even grocery, everything, if I buy you, will you make me money? Now, notice that is not really logical, right? Because if you buy groceries or if you buy, you know, clothes or something, you know, it doesn't make sense that they can make you money, right? I mean, how can clothes make you money? Well, some may. You can use your imagination. But really, you can ask, if I buy you, will you make me money? Because energetically, that thing that you're about to buy it has a willingness to support you to create more. Like everything has consciousness, every cell, every molecule has consciousness, and everything is designed to support you to create more. The only thing you have to do is ask it, give it a job. So if you if you buy something, you can ask it, so if I buy you, will you make me money, which actually means that you're asking, so if I buy you, will this expand my life? Will this create more in my life? So I have an example. So I had at the time in my life when I had not a lot of money on my bank account, and I was planning on, I got to the conclusion where I said, oh, I'm going to save money. I'm not going to spend a lot because I don't have a lot, which is not a great way. This is a way of defending money. So every time we go into, I don't have a lot of money, I need to save money, I'm not allowed to spend, is where you defend money and you defend from actually creating more. So everything that is for you, will you please destroy and create it? Thank you. Times Godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So here I was at the airport and flying to another country. I was flying to Spain where I was about to facilitate a class and with the point of view, well, you know, I shouldn't spend any money now on the airport because I don't have any. Interesting conclusion. And I actually spotted that conclusion. I'm like, wow, that is an interesting point to have, this point of view, and realized and acknowledged that this didn't create more in my life. So I'm like, hey, how does it get any better? So I walked around, and here I was in a shop and saw this amazing, you know, really sweet bag, handbag. And it just, I had this awareness that if I buy this, it will actually expand my financial wealth. And being a so-called brain fooder before that, where I always, you know, tried to figure out and tried to come to conclusion and, you know, I didn't have money in the bank and how can I, you know, buy a bag now? I don't even need a bag. It just didn't make sense at all. Number one, I didn't have the money. Number two, I didn't plan on buying a bag. And number three, I didn't have the, you know, I didn't need a bag. I had enough bags. But somehow this thing, quote unquote, talk to me, and I just knew that if I buy this, it will expand my life. How? I didn't know. So I was just, you know, I'm trusting my knowing. I'm not doubting it. So I did, and what showed up was so amazing because just after that, I got a phone call of the person who organized the class who said, well, you know, it's so weird because out of the woodwork, we have like 10 more people who signed up for a class. And I'm like, wow. So prior to that, that was a class that was very small, and I didn't even know I would make money going and facilitating that class. But, you know, after that, you know, these people signed up, and facilitating a class actually made me money. So you never know what shows up and how it shows up. It's just, you know, ask the question and allow yourself to receive the magic without having a point of view. What if your life actually could be an adventure? So ask, if I buy you, will you make me money? Is a great thing to ask. And it's really easy. You just ask and then you just receive the awareness, yes or no. Or if it makes you feel lighter, if it's a yes, it's a yes. If it makes you feel heavier, it's a no. So it's where you ask the thing if it's going, if the energy of that thing actually is something that contributes to your life being expanded. Cool. So another tool you can use is carry around with you a sum of money that a rich person would have. So, for example, you could carry around $500 in cash or you know, $1,000 in cash or $2,000 in cash, whatever contributes to you to knowing that when you open up your wallet, you see that money, it makes you know that you're rich. And you don't spend it. You just have it there, and you can also carry it around in gold coins, for example, or in other things that are, you know, that give you the knowing and the quote-unquote feeling that you have money and that you're rich. And another great, you know, tip is that you could allow yourself, so creating financial awareness is where you are really aware of what you're creating with money. So it's most people are making themselves extremely blind with how they create money and they don't want to know how much money they have or how much it costs them to live per month, or there's a lot of lack of information. It's like being what's the animal in English that puts their head in the sand? Okay, right now, but you know the animal that puts their head in the sand. It's like this is basically the way that people create their money situation. They just don't want to know. They don't want to see. They don't want to have anything to do with it. They just it just comes as it is. And so, what if you would actually allow yourself to be totally aware and present with what you're creating as your financial wealth? And so, just be aware of what exactly does it cost you to live per month. So make a list of all your monthly expenses, including what you would like to spend for classes, and be really clear on how much it costs you to live. And then you know what to ask for. Then you can ask the universe, and then also add what's, take that amount and also add, what does it cost for you for utilities and entertainment and clothes. And then also to those basic expenses, you also add what's fun for you? How much more would you like to have per month that would make your life fun? And then ask for that amount and allow it to show up, And it's a really great way of doing it. And then when it shows up, just ask for more. But you have to be really clear on what it requires you to live per month to actually create what you desire. You have to be really present with it and not make yourself blind. So everywhere you're making yourself blind with money and create unawareness, will you please just join our Creative Times Godzillion? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So my friends, these are the processes and tools and information about money that you can use to create more ease, joy, and glory. And I really recommend you listen to the recording again, use the tools, run the processes, and it will get way more easier and lighter for you to create what you truly, truly desire. And what if you having all the money that you desire would actually create a greater possibility for your world and for also the whole world? Because it actually takes money to create something greater in this world. Without money, in this reality, there's not so much we can change. We can change a lot without money too, but having money just takes it to a totally different level. Great, so enjoy and have fun. And if you would like to have more information, you can find more on my webpage, which is www.susannamittermeier.com. www.susannamittermeier.com, and you can sign up there and get newsletters and free gifts and information. I'm also on Facebook. You can connect with me on Facebook under my name, Susanna Mittermeier. And I also have another Facebook page for pragmatic psychology. It's called Pragmatic Psychology with Susanna Mittermeier at Beautiful, which is the name of my business. And pragmatic psychology is where I use the Access Consciousness tools and create a different way of doing psychology, therapy, and facilitating change. And the things that show up with my clients and my patients is just incredible. So you can have more information about that too. And I'm really, really happy if you let me know how things go for you. If you have any feedback or any questions, you can email me on info@susannamittermeier.com. Have a phenomenal life, and I really would be happy to see you one day in person. Have fun being, generating, and creating money. Bye.